You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750. The play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
We're back for more Drive Time Sports, more Coach's Corner. We have not talked a lot of softball on Drive Time Sports yet, but I'll tell you, it has been a fun season for both Carbon and Emory. The Lady Dinos are in contention for a Region 14 championship, and the Emory Lady Spartans, they've been up and down, up and down. They're preparing for spring break next week. They do have a big game tomorrow, taking on the San Juan Broncos, an opportunity to get revenge on a loss from earlier this week. Joining us right now to talk about how the season has gone up to this point for the Lady Spartans, we have Coach Sean Bell right now over the phone. Coach, good to hear from you again. Great to get you back on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Jordan.
Absolutely, Coach. You and I were talking off of the cuff, and I asked you how the season was going up to this point, and you said it's a roller coaster ride. I mean, there are some weeks you guys go out, some games, I should say, you guys go out, and it looks like you can score with the best of them, and then we have games like against South Sevier where they shut us out 10-0. So it has been a season of up and downs up to this point.
Yeah, we go down to South Sevier, and they don't hit the ball very well, and they come here, and we score 22 runs and hit 5 home runs. It's kind of amazing this. What girls show up and which ones don't.
I know it's a million-dollar question to kind of decipher what's going wrong. I mean, what's the difference between playing at home and on the road? But have you noticed a big difference this season between the two locations? I mean, playing at home and playing on the road?
You know, I haven't really noticed that until the last couple of games because we went to St. George and we did really well in St. George. It's just, I don't know for sure.
As far as the team and the makeup of this year's team, Coach, you guys do have some seniors on this year's squad. I think you told me you guys have 5 seniors on this squad altogether. But you do have some underclassmen that have picked up some solid varsity experience in the past as well. So what is the makeup of the team like this year?
Yeah, we have 5 seniors that are doing me a really good job. We have some juniors that have stepped up really good. Our third baseman got hurt, Jayla Weston. And Reagan Rasmussen stepped in and filled the role pretty well. Our right fielder, Megan Dawes, is doing an outstanding job for us in right field. And our center fielder is a junior also, and she's doing a very good job for us also. And our first baseman, Adri Childs, is doing a great job. And our pitcher, Bailey Hugger, of course, is doing an outstanding job also.
Yeah, and again, when we talk softball, I mean, there is no pitch count limit like there is in baseball. So, I mean, Bailey can go out. She can throw every inning of every game, right?
Yeah, Bailey's a workhorse for us. I wish she could get in and get her arm a little better condition before basketball's over, but you know she's a big role in basketball, so she doesn't get a lot of time to work her arm before basketball's done. So, but she does a great job for us.
Coach, if we look at the way the team has performed in division play up to this point in time, I mean, we had a contest against Grand, 17-15. We got to go all the way back to the beginning of March or the middle of March for that contest. And then we talked about the 22-12 win over South Sevier, 10-0 loss to South Sevier, 16-0 loss to San Juan. I mean, I guess that's just an example of how the season has kind of been all over the place. What do you make of the division, the region up to this point?
You know, our region is very tough. I think our region is probably the toughest region we have. We still got to face Manti. That's a really good team. And North Stampede, I think, is probably one of the top ones in 3A. South Sevier is a really good team, and Grand, I just think they're all, every one of us are pretty, it's a pretty well even matched game. It's not like basketball where you have 2 really good teams and the other ones are not as good.
Yeah, it looks like the parity in this region is going to be something to keep an eye on. I mean, Richfield sitting at 0-3, and Grant hasn't won a region game yet. But, I mean, outside of that, in the middle of the pack, I mean, Manti's got 2 wins. Emory has 2 wins. South Sevier has 2 wins. North Stampede is still at the top of the division at 4-0, Coach. They seem like the front runner to you. Is that the team to beat?
Yeah, we went over there and played them last year. It was a pretty good contest for the first 4 or 5 innings. But they have a lot of returning seniors, so I think they're the team to beat.
As far as some of the other regions go, do you pay attention to that? I mean, talking Region 13 and 14, is that something you kind of try to just stay away from until a little bit later on in the year?
You know, I try not to look at it too much and look ahead, but I have been kind of watching just to see how it's playing off. And I think Carbon's going to be really tough. They're always really tough. And, you know, the northern regions, I don't really look at them too much yet.
I'm kind of the same way. I mean, I pay attention to Region 14, pay attention to Region 15, but I mean, as far as Morgan, Grantsville, Summit Academy, South Summit, and Judge Memorial goes, I mean, it's a little bit of a different feel. Region 14 kind of has the same vibe as well. I know there's a couple of teams that have yet to pick up a win in that division, but at the same time, there's three or four teams that'll be competing for that top spot. So I see a lot of similarities, Coach, between 14 and 15.
Yeah, we did get a look at Grantsville. We played, or Morgan, we played them in St. George. We beat them. They're a good team. We come out with our bats and really got onto them quick and had some great plays. Grantsville, I think they're the returning champs, so they're going to be really tough also.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Sean Bell of the Emory Lady Spartan Softball Squad. Coach, you guys will return to the field tomorrow to take on San Juan. A lot of emphasis on this game considering what happened the last time out. I know the saying is you got to win your home games, right? Still a couple on the road, and you're going to be just fine. What were some of the things that stand out to you from that first meeting with San Juan?
We did hit the ball. We just hit it right at him. So we had some really good hard hits. We just couldn't find the holes. I think we'll see a whole different team. Our defense kind of struggled a little bit down there. I think we're going to see a whole different team. We've had a pretty good week to practice this week, and I think we've worked out some issues, and I think we'll be right, ready to play on Friday.
And when you play a game like that and you got a long trip home, time for reflection isn't always the best. How have the girls looked since that outing?
You know, they come back and I think they refocused. I kind of think they've just overlooked this team, and I think they realize that now, so I think we'll be ready.
Coach, now I guess we've hit the midpoint, right? I mean, that's fair to say as we get to the end of March. I mean, there's basically a month left in the season, so I guess we're a little bit past the midpoint. Is this team where you thought they would be at this stage in the season, or maybe a little bit behind, maybe a little bit ahead? How do you assess where the team is at right now?
You know, hitting-wise, I think we're way above where I thought we would be. Fielding-wise, we're a little bit behind. I'm hoping that our fielding, we're continually having 4 to 6 errors a game, and we got to do away with that. But hitting wise, I don't know that there's a team that can hit any better than we can.
As far as the remainder of the schedule goes, I talked about San Juan this week. I know it is spring break for the kids, but it doesn't really apply, right? I mean, to where you guys are sitting, or is it spring break next week for Emory County?
Next week for us.
Yeah, next week for you guys. And so, I mean, is that something you have to manage as a coach, kids checking out, or is it something that's kind of irrelevant to this team?
Sometimes I think it is. I think sometimes we check out, but after getting beat like we did, I think the kids are really hungry for this next game, and they really want the win.
Yeah, it can help you refocus quick, can it?
Yes, it does.
Coach, from this point on, I mean, what are some of the things that this team needs to work out? I mean, you mentioned about the hitting. I know there comes a time in the season where either you know it or you don't know it, but what is kind of the main emphasis for you as a manager from this point on?
You know, I think our big emphasis is right now is our team just playing as a team and not being the roller coaster ride. We get up to bat and we have a couple girls that get really good hits and our team's on the high and we ride that high and then at some point we just kind of let it go down again. And we're really focusing on staying on top the whole time, playing a full 7 innings.
Team camaraderie good this year?
What's that?
Is the camaraderie on the team good this year?
It is. It's a lot better than it has been in the past. I think the girls really get along very well.
It's always a positive, right? Especially when you're this late in the season.
Yeah, and we have some really good seniors that have really stepped up and played a really good senior role.
You know, that's something you and I haven't really been able to talk about over the last couple of years, Coach, because you haven't had large amounts of seniors on this team. You've had a couple, but five is more, I think, than I think that's the most you've had in the last, what, 2 or 3 years, isn't it?
Yeah, with for sure. I think we've been 3 years now since we've had any seniors. So yeah, we've had a couple here and there, but 5 is a really good number for us.
Right. I think the last time you guys had a number of seniors was Ashton's senior year, which was a while ago.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, Coach, it's great to get you back on. It's great to hear a little bit about the softball team. I really appreciate the time, and hopefully we can catch up again soon.
Hey, it's always good hearing from you, Jordan. Thanks.
My pleasure. Again, that's Coach Sean Bell of the Emory Lady Spartans. We've got a break for just a moment. We'll come back, move over to the national scene. Travis, it's opening day in Major League Baseball. It's been a beautiful day.
It's been fun. A lot of baseball on, a lot of good times. I know a lot of people like the fantasy baseball, you and I. So it's a great time.
First at bat of the year. Whack. Ian Happ goes deep.
Ian Happ takes that pitiful Marlins team deep. That's a bad team.
It's not.
It's
good.
The worst team I've ever. That we're going to see in a long time.
4-4 at one particular time. We'll talk more baseball in just a few moments when we return here on Drive Time Sports.